federal funding for childcare and development block grants received a big boost back in March, a $2.4 billion increase, to be exact. Arizona's share of that is $56 million, but that money was not included in the state's new budget. According to reporting by the Arizona Daily Star, DES did not have the funding in its budget, and legislators were not clear on how the money would be spent, so the funding was tabled. Legislators would need to hold a special session or wait until the next session to make it available. Aaron Radin is executive director of the Arizona Early Childhood Education Association, formerly called the Arizona Child Care Association. And she says this funding is crucial for child care in the state. And she joins us now. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
So can you start by telling us what exactly these funds could be used for if we did have them in the budget?
Yes, absolutely. These funds could be used to help low-income families better access high-quality child care and be able to stay in the workforce. These funds would be used, hopefully, for increasing high quality and serving additional children.
So how big of a piece of the pie is this in overall funding for child care here in the state?
This is a huge piece of the pie in Arizona. You may remember that during the recession, $80 million of state general fund was cut from this program, and it has not been returned. So this program operates solely on federal funding, and it's about $146 million a year is the Arizona allocation. So that being said, the 50-some-odd million dollars is about, you know, an increase of about a third.
Yeah. So without this, what is not going to be able to happen without this extra money?
Well, we had one really great accomplishment for child care in Arizona this session with the passage of HB 2449. Representative Udall did an amazing job to help us create a program that will further infuse quality into the system. Mm-hmm. And without this money, that program will continue. But this was just such a great opportunity to really build upon it, to increase the rates for childcare providers so that they could provide a higher quality of care. The rates for childcare providers are based on the year 2000 market rate, so they're about 18 years out of date.
Okay. So do you know what happened here? Were you taken by surprise by this, that this money was not included in the budget?
Yeah, I was absolutely taken by surprise. I think all of the early childhood advocates were. Governor Ducey has done a fantastic job, usually, of utilizing all the federal funding available. And this is something that both early childhood advocates and K-12 advocates think is really important, because having high quality early childhood education in preschool and even in infant and toddler care really sets a child up for success in kindergarten and beyond. So this is a really big part of the picture. As we're looking so hard at K-12 funding, when we have free federal money for early childhood education on the table, it just makes sense to spend it. It never, I don't think, occurred to any of us that the increased federal appropriation would not be allocated.
Right, right. Does this need to be matched by the state, or do you have any idea why this wasn't included?
No, I think this was just something that simply fell through the cracks in a really contentious and strange budget year. I think as everybody looked to how to figure out the K-12 funding and teacher raises, this was one of those things that sort of just slipped by the wayside. I know they're saying that DES, they didn't feel DES had a concrete plan for how the money was going to be used. I don't know that that's truly the case. I believe that DES would use this money really wisely because the program has been on life support for so long. This huge allocation of additional funding is meant to bring us into compliance with a lot of new federal requirements that not just Arizona, but every state has been struggling to implement since 2014 and the passage of the reauthorization bill for this program. Mm-hmm. So the intent of the federal government was to increase the federal appropriation and tell states, okay, now you have the money available to really implement all of these new quality pieces and to bring your rates up to a standard level that we think is acceptable. The real crux of it is to try to provide equal access to high quality care to all children.
Right. Real quickly, what's next? Are you calling for a special session, or are you just going to have to wait until next time?
Well, you know, at this point, we're not calling for a special session. What we're doing now is really working with all of our partners across the early childhood spectrum and across the state to come up with a workable solution. We want to make sure that we all have the same message and are asking for the same thing. But my hope is that we can come up with a solution that will allow the governor's office to draw down this funding and something along the lines of beginning to make these expenditures within the current authority and hopefully be able to fix it first thing next session when the legislature comes back in January.
All right. Erin Radin is the executive director of the Arizona Early Childhood Education Association. Erin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.